All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order January 26, 2022. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton. Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting for December 8th and December 22nd. Entertained a motion.
So moved.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
I'll abstain to the council meetings, others.
Councilwoman Hess.
For executive.
Yes. Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton. Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Entertained a motion for payment of bills, please.
Make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and signed be approved for payment.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton. Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. First reading, ordinance 2021-01, an ordinance amending chapter 242 records public access for the borough of Lenawee. Entertained a motion, please.
Make a motion that ordinance 2022-01 be adopted on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with our and read at our next second regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilwoman President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-02, an ordinance amending chapter 150 fee schedule by title only. Entertained a motion, please.
Make a motion for ordinance 2022-02 be adopted on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall with and read at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lenawee and will be enacted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolutions 2022:71-73.
Make a motion for consent agenda resolution items 2022:71-73.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2022:74, revision of the employee handbook. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for resolution 2022-74, revising the employee handbook.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2022:75, engineering services for the municipal aid of Cooper Road Avenue reconstruction. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion for resolution 2022-75, engineering services for Cooper Ave.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Engineers report. How are you, sir?
I'm good, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council, good to see you too. First up, we got proposal for the expansion of municipal parking lot. You guys already bonded for the construction of the parking lot, but there's funds for engineering and inspection phase services. I provided those to Craig Wells, so we're generating a proposal there. Reconstruction of Cooper Avenue, you just provided us authorization, so we'll get moving with that. Projects in construction, the traffic signal upgrades. We're still waiting the maintenance bond. NJDOT had a few comments to reinstall the signage there, so still closing that one out. And the repaving of Linden Town Phase 2. We had our pre-construction meeting January 6th. The borough needs to acquire the right of entry, just like you guys did last time, for all those properties there for construction starts. Did a great job last time. So notice to proceed is tentatively scheduled for April 4th. So, that's all I got.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Thank you. All right, open to council. Councilman DiDomenico, have anything?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two blocks. Just say thank you to council, everybody who votes for the power, for the prayers and all. Back in the lineup of five things for things to be done here, sir. Remember, the other side, we have one of the longer meetings, went four rounds of FEMA, as of this past Friday. I was told that I was going to be missing for that. But I'll give you a public service. If your doctor tells you to get a CT scan of the chest, go and have it done. I wouldn't be sitting here if my primary doctor didn't pull it out for me for the past 10 years. So it's called. That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
I have nothing else to say, thank you.
Council President?
Good evening, everyone. Well, first of all, today is National Spouse Day. So, happy National Spouse Day to all the spouses out there. And happy National Spouse Day to my husband for putting up with me for almost 25 years. God bless him, he's a saint. So, enjoy your day, your evening. I think it warrants maybe a dinner or something.
I don't know what it is.
You didn't know that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sure, I'll hear about it when I get home.
Just a couple updates. We'll be taking a new photograph and getting the bios of our new council people to update our website. So if you go on there and you notice that it hasn't been done, we are in the works. We'll be all looking pretty next week to get our photos and getting that information updated. We're still working on the update for the website, for the tab, for the Welcome Lindenwall tab, and I guess we need to follow up to see exactly where we are after the holidays now on getting that accomplished and finished. I have some numbers here that Wayne Hans, our code enforcement officer and manager, has provided me for the end of the year numbers, and I'm going to read these off to you. This is for the total of 12 months for the year of 2021. Inspections were 1,050. Smoke detectors were 866. Violations found were 3,974. Violations written, 2,378. Abatements, from which I understand it means that it's resolved, 2,610. 161 tickets written, 38 foreclosures, and those are the registrations of the foreclosed buildings. Yearly R&R inspection. What's the R&R inspection? Rental registration, thank you. 2,041. Yearly rental registration re-inspections, 2,935. And that gives us a total of 16,079 different procedures that went on in the department for the year of 2021. So, Wayne, thank you and your staff for your efforts and all that you do in the office and all that we're going to do in the office. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I have something from the school board. I'd like to throw kudos out to the ID department. They came in on their days off and set up the remote learning for all the children on their day off. Also, at their last meeting, they have a seminar on the Start Strong program. This is a program that gives school data on a prior year's learning, which helps them see where they're at. The focus is centered on the intervention strategies. This is done with a collaboration with the NJDOE as a coach on individual building goals. Also, the staff is involved. It helps them to center intervention strategies. And this is not the NGSLA test that will be done in the spring. Also, the National Honor Society will be honoring the recipients January 29th. They'll have to go onto the school board calendar because that is going to be done remotely. And the school bond referendum passed 454 to 406.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I just want to thank you, Mayor, and Council, and everyone, just for the warm welcome I've received over the past few weeks. I met with the librarian. I was giving a few reports. On February, in February, there will be a Valentine's Day project. So what's going on right now, there is a sign-up for take-home Valentine craft projects. Usually they are for the children. We did have a conversation, and we're going to also include an adult-level class. So please come by the library, library.lindawall.net, to sign up. Or you can also contact me at opatton@lindawall.net. Also, New Jersey Health Connect is going to be at the library. So what that means, you'll be able to borrow an iPad through NJ Connect and you see your doctor. You can also take it home, receive health information, COVID updates, crisis hotline. I think the Lindawall Library will be the only library that will be offering it for now. I think they're going to be a pilot in this area. So I believe within the next couple of weeks, they'll be receiving about five. So just contact Brenda Roach, our librarian, who's been very helpful. As far as public events are concerned, I do have two applications to volunteer for the Public Events Committee from last year. I'll be getting in contact with those two individuals. But also, if you are interested in volunteering for any events coming up in 2022, as we know, they usually start around Memorial Day. But we do want to get a move ahead on it as quickly as possible, and also maybe try to figure out some virtual events in the case that COVID delays us a little while longer. So please get in contact with me at opatton@lindawall.net for that, or you can come here to the office or even go online and apply. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yep. Okay, so Commissioner Rodriguez has issued a code blue advisory. It started on January 24th, and it's going to go through January 31st. She stated that the temperature is going to be 10 degrees. Everyone should stay indoor. Check on your elderly relatives, friends, neighbors, and bring your pets inside. It's the time of year, since we're on pets, it's the time of year that we have to register our cats and dogs with the borough again. So you'll either get an application in the mail, or you can get it on the website. This has to be done by March 31st. It costs $15 if your animal is neutered, $20 if they're not neutered, and you need to show your rabies certificate. That's good through October 31st of this year. And as always, if you decide to open your home up to an animal and give that animal a lucky forever home, just come over to the borough whenever you can to register that animal. Okay, so COVID updates. So the federal government is giving at-home tests that you can go online, and the website is www.covidtest.com. You click to order your free test. You click complete the form. They're going to be shipped out late in January. The shipping, they said, is going to take 7 to 10 days. Also, the state of New Jersey is also doing COVID tests for at-home. They partner with Volt Medical Services. So you would have to go through Volt with a New Jersey website that they have for just New Jersey, which is www.learn.volthealth.com/NJ. And again, it's going to take a little while to get those tests. But with those tests, the state tests, since we're going through Volt, you're going to receive a packet in with it for UPS to send it back to Volt for them to process. Once they process it, it will take 24 to 48 hours for them to send you your results. Starting on Friday, Walgreens is going to start having the N95 masks that they will give out for free that the government is sending to several different pharmacies. And so it's like Rite Aid, Walgreens, Walmart, Sam's Club. They have a whole list. So it's a limit to 3 masks per person. So you'll be able to go through that. It's going to be the N95, and they're saying that helps with the Omicron variant and keeping people safe. If you, they've changed the rules about when you're testing. If you test and you're positive, that you have to isolate for 5 days. And if you test and you have symptoms, you have to isolate the 5 days start from your symptoms. So now we have a new variant coming out, and this is coming off the Omicron that the scientists are looking at, and they're calling it the BA.2. They're watching it right now, but right now there's 45 countries with this variant, and there's 10,000 cases throughout the world with this. Denmark is reporting half their cases are this new BA.2 subvariant. The subvariant is also in the States. It's in California. It's in Connecticut, so it's going to start moving around. So they're just saying the same thing. Wear your mask. Be vaccinated. Avoid crowds. And if you're sick, to stay at home. And the last thing I have is the AirTags. So on the news the last several weeks, I don't know, most of you probably have already seen it, there are these little round AirTags. And the first story I saw, it was a model was at a bar, her coat was on the back of her chair, she's walking home by herself, her cell phone goes off and says, "You're being tracked." And it ended up that somebody put an AirTag in her pocket. Another man in Detroit bought a car, and came up saying, "You're being tracked." And he was able to hit on his phone. It gave him the option to make a noise. He found it under the drain tap under his trunk. They had it hidden there. And what he said, the car he bought was a 2018 Dodge Charger. And they're very, like, known to be stolen, he said, for parts and stuff. So he didn't know if maybe someone sold it to him to come back later to steal it for parts. So they're putting these in your purses, anywhere in a car. They've showed news stories all over a car. Coats, they're sticking them anywhere, and you're being tracked and you don't know. If you find one, all you have to do to disable it is to go on the Apple logo side, twist it counterclockwise, and take the battery out, and at that point you won't be tracked at that point. So it's just something to keep in mind if you have young children or people starting to drive. It's just something to keep in mind that, you know, you want them, your family to be safe. And that's all I have. What do you have?
I said, or hit him with a hammer.
All right, or take that. And that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The Omicron variant, I've also heard on the news from the CDC the other day, if you had Omicron, you won't, the new variant that's coming out, you shouldn't be affected by it.
Well, the variant that's coming out right now is a sub-variant that they're talking about, also the Omicron.
Yeah. All right, last meet at the reorg meeting, I promised I'd come up with a list of accomplishments for this year. I don't have a big list, but the things that we do have, I'm going to start off by thanking all of the borough employees, all of them, for opening up, for allowing us to open up the buildings, for allowing us to have in-meeting persons. There are a number of towns right now who are still closed. But I want to thank the borough employees and all of them, even for working from the beginning of this throughout all of the work they did during the COVID pandemic. I also want to say that this year we brought back sports. We also did the traffic signal on Egg Harbor Road and Berlin Road, which if you've gone through that way, it may be a little difficult to understand. But traffic moves a lot better through there now. I mean, it's easier to get through. You can, and it's no time at all. I wish I had it there when I worked at the county and would have had to wait for the 20 minutes to get through a traffic light. And the last thing I have on the agenda for, I'd also like to thank our police department for all of the things they did this year with the fishing with the cops and the going shopping with the cops and the bicycle patrol came back. All of the things they did, you know, it was, you know, a year of not being able to do any of it, and I'm so glad it all came back this year, and nobody really, they took everything really seriously how they did it so that nobody got sick. So I'd like to thank them for that. And the last accomplishment that I think is the biggest accomplishment of all is to council and to all of the work that everybody put into now Arborwood is gone. So it's now Pinewood Estates, and I am so happy to say that it's done. So, thank you. All right, with that being said, I'm going to open the meetings to the public for any questions or comments. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and try to keep it to 5 minutes. And remember, we will answer possibly later. Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Sorry. He read.
454 to 406. It passed.
Okay. Contact the Board of Elections, Cam.
Sorry, I'll say it after.
Sorry, I should not have to do it.
Joe, we'll respond to your comments. The way we do this now is that you talk to us, then we'll close it to the public, then we'll respond. So you want to know who paid for the ink?
Well, the machines, I like the other machines. You just press the button, go in there, and there it is on the computer, I guess. And this one here is actually paper in, and there's ink. And for some reason, they said they had trouble getting the paper in the machine.
We'll respond when we open back up to council. We will respond when we open back up to council. We will answer the question
in a couple minutes.
In a couple of minutes.
The mayor actually said, see one has a chip in the wall. It's even worse. and then something's been done there, and then there's another house, the windows are all broken, and nothing's been done there. So, you know, if anybody knows, I know Wayne's job, too, so they do something about it, it's just horrible. I know, I kind of association with this property, and, you know, in fact, you know, I was saying, and, we should just look out for it, and, so hopefully that's going to check and see how it happens, because I'm sure we have.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
I want to say there's several more things that I thought had been involved this past year. And the highway, I was thinking on the side of the road, that was going to be a bend.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion to open up the council.
Open up the motion first.
And a second. All in favor? Okay.
So if you do not like the machines, I would advise you to call the Elections Division. You can speak to someone there and give them your opinion of, you know, how the process went and what you do or do not like about the machines. They are... Yeah.
This is not... Joe, unfortunately...
Yeah, you can't say...
You can't say anything.
This is statement only. Yeah. So that would be the proper place to voice your opinion about the machines. And as for 192, some of the information is a little stale. We've been in and out of COVID surges at the school, so bear with us as we update our information on there. Obviously, if they shut down for COVID or they've got some issues going on at the school, we are not their first priority there, getting the children straightened out so they can do their online learning is. So we'll take care of that. Thank you.
Joe's question was also about who paid for the ink and the paper.
Okay, so who pays for the ink? Joe, you said, Joe, you said who pays for the ink and the paper? We do, the taxpayers. So the elections are always funded by the taxpayers. Special elections are funded by the taxpayers. So all of those things are built into the election costs, the vote by mail costs, the ballots, all of that. So.
And Mrs. Britton, to answer your questions, I'd like to thank you for helping me to remember things that I'm going senile. And thank you to your husband who started this ambition with the signs. so that's why the signs got done. Well, he was the one who talked to about it, was that's why I assumed it was him. But thank you. What else did I miss?
Joe was already talking to Wayne about code issues, so I think that was it.
I just, you know, to answer Mrs. Vettieri's questions, I have nothing against you. I have nothing against you as a Republican or whatever the case may be, because believe it or not, I believe in a lot of the things you say. And as far as the insurrection and in Washington, D.C., no one has been charged with insurrection. So, I kind of agree with some of those things that you've said, but I totally have nothing personal against you. And I don't understand why you have everything against us. So, with that being said, is there anything I missed? Do anybody have anything else they want to say?
I would also, with the Arborwood thing, and we certainly as a governing body was involved in that, but I also would like to say thank you to Dave Capazzi, our solicitor, who also worked very, very, very hard on, I have to say it, I'll just give him a shout out because it wasn't easy. I don't know if you know all the paperwork that had to be filed with purchasing the units and where they were at and getting the pilot program together and our tax. Almost every office in this building was involved in making that happen. But Dave, thank you so much for your countless hours that you put in to assure, even when we hit a couple bumps in the road, your expertise and negotiating and working us through those things. And I just want to say thank you for the record for everything that you did to make sure that that project happened for us. It was a 20-year plus project. When I came on council, we were trying to get that done. And between the economy and just everything, it was, you know, we were very close a couple of times, and then something would happen with real estate and it would fall apart. It's just a dream to drive by there and see a new sign up, to talk to people that live there, and they talk about how quiet it is over there now. It's just an amazement, and I know it's going to be a plus for our
and
community.
And I'd also like to thank the people who are now on it, because without them and the work of all of this stuff, we would never have been able to afford the fees for this. It didn't cost the borough of Lindenwall anything. If anything, we made money. And we will be making money. And yes. So, Dave, thank you very much. And once again, we appreciate everything you've done. With that being said, entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
Summer.
And a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the evening.